Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BXY Mornings, Moose Brazy. Anyone else experience their young child seeing things in the home that you couldn't see for yourself? For example, maybe they had an imaginary friend, or maybe, I don't know, you're just freaking out because you've come to the realization that your kid's imagination is more than just child's play.
There's literally ghosts and demons and ghouls
so
within your home.
Well, perfect time for it. We're creeping up on October, but we get this message for Parental Confidential.
Yeah.
Coming in from Kaylee, who lives in Greece. And Kaylee writes in and she says, "Hi, Moose and Breezy. I've heard you talk about similar stories to the one that I have on your show, and I wanted to share this with you because I really could use some help with my daughter's situation. My daughter's 4 years old. And she constantly says there's an old lady on the ceiling in our guest room and in the master bedroom."
Okay.
"We hate those old ladies on the ceiling. We initially thought it's the light pattern, so we moved our bed, and now she points at a completely different location for this old lady. And apparently, this old woman is only here on certain days of the week. My mother, who stays with us, is freaking out and scared to stay in the house alone now. Last Friday, my daughter told us to run, and this old lady is climbing down from the ceiling."
What?
"Yeah, this is last Friday night. She told us to run because the old lady's climbing down from the ceiling, and my husband is absolutely horrified and asked if we want to move, which I found hilarious considering I'm the one who gets startled easily. Then about 2 weeks ago, we were looking for a pair of my daughter's white dress shoes for church that we always keep near the door. And after looking everywhere for them, we found them on the top of my daughter's closet shelf where it would be impossible for her to reach. My husband and I never touched those shoes. My mother never touched them. So things, needless to say, are starting to get weird. I'm more concerned about the woman my daughter's seeing, and I really can't tell how serious this is or if it's just her imagination. Should we try therapy? Has anyone else ever experienced anything like this with their child? Please help. Thanks, Moose and Breezy." Thank you, Kaylee.
Oh, okay. Golly.
This is too much. All right, give us a call, 585-252-9900. If your child has ever claimed to see people in a room that you couldn't see for yourself, what did you do?
So, this is so crazy because my friend used to live in a condo that like definitely had spirits. She had someone come and do all the things, sage, and clean them out.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if they moved or maybe there was relatives. They were at the neighbor's house. So there was no kids involved, but kids are so, so, so sensitive to spirits, sounds, souls, energies. They always are.
Well, pets
they
too.
Always, yeah, that's what, like, It's the souls that can't speak quite yet, whether they be an animal or a child that doesn't have communication ability. And they are the ones who see the most. And I get it because it can be creepy and everybody knows that, obviously, 100%. But at the same time, it's like you don't know if their imagination's running wild or if it's actually them seeing things and, you know, being in tune with with their spirituality. So with that being said, like, I just don't know if you should be losing it or if you should just take it for what it is.
Oh, well, probably take it for what it is. My cousin's house when he moved in was something really bad was going on there. So what did I do as a kid? I went to the local church with my super soaker and filled it up with holy water and rode my bike over to my cousin.
You're twisted. You're literally twisted.
Let me go to the phones. Hi, Robin. Are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Robin. Talk to us.
Hi. So I have a 15-year-old daughter, and when she was little, we've lived in the house for over 30 years. And she would always, like, before she could talk, like, stare off into this one corner and, like, giggle and laugh.
Oh.
And I would try to, like, snap my fingers in her face to, like, get her attention.
Oh.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And as she started to talk, I would hear her talking to someone in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
But there was nobody with her. And then I was like, what are you doing?
Uh-huh.
And she's like, oh, I'm playing with Ben.
Ben?
And I'm like,
who's Ben?
Yeah, I'm like, who's Ben? And she's like, oh, he's a little boy who used to live here.
Oh, this is too, yeah.
Wait, how old was she? I'm sorry, I missed that part.
She was 4 at the time.
Yeah, see, the same thing.
Hi, Ben!
Kaylee's daughter's 4 as well. How did you handle that situation?
Like, at first I thought it was, like, imaginary. I kind of let it go. And then stuff started happening. Like, she would go to her dad's on the weekends, and her toys would go off in her room. Like, the lights and the sounds.
Yeah.
And I mentioned it to her.
No!
Yeah, she's like, it's okay, Mom. I told Ben he could play with my stuff when I'm not here. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like, is Ben nice? And she's like, oh, yeah, he's really nice. I'm like, okay, is anybody else here? And she's like, well, there's an old man, but he won't talk to me, but he's nice. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, do you see him all the time? And she's like, only a little bit. I always see Ben. And then
my brother
and his girlfriend actually did, like, a Ouija board in our house.
Shut up.
And they were house-sitting for me. And she said, like, they said, is anyone here? And it spelled out Ben.
Oh, yeah.
I'm leaving. I'm going to go. Thank you, guys.
I never told them this. Like, never talked to them about it. I told his girlfriend. She started crying. She's like, I felt something. I knew it. I was like, I thought they were messing with me. I'm like, did you talk to your niece? And they're like, no. Like, we haven't talked to her, nothing.
Yeah.
And then she just kind of ignored it. It went away. Like, she turned 6, and I just casually asked her. I'm like, hey, like, do you see Ben anymore? And she's like, no, I can't see him anymore.
Stop!
Yeah, this is crazy. You see, what's similar to this, too, is that an old lady died in my cousin's home. And so when it was sold and they went to go fix it up, anytime they would do something new to the house, like they would do the floors or they would paint, something weird would take place. And my cousin was cleaning one day and she had all of these pictures on like a credenza. And so she was the only one in the house. But when she came out after cleaning, every single one of those photos was turned around facing the wall.
I've heard of that happening to my friends.
It's just so bizarre. Let me get to some text messages. Thank you so much. That wild story.
Crazy story.
You guys have a good one.
Insanity.
You too. Thanks.
What?
You got a text from Dan that says, I have an idea. Why don't you go to Home Depot today, buy some wood and nails, and then board the room shut?
Oh, it's so spooky.
Nancy says, when my daughter was around that age, I walked into the kitchen and she was having a conversation while looking at a corner. See, it's always in the corner. I asked her who she's talking to, and she said the old lady. And most recently, my son asked me why there was a head in my husband's jacket in the closet staring at him, and if I could get it away. I don't know exactly what I feel, how I feel about spirits and all, but I just asked them to leave. That's the best thing you can do. I don't know. Sarah says, this seems like a game to me. If your husband acts scared, then when Granny is climbing down from the ceiling, your daughter probably sees your husband getting scared and is playing it up because she's looking for a reaction. I don't think so. I don't know if that's the case.
Oh my God.
Rachel says, if your family is religious, smudge the house with sage, start at the back of the house, say a prayer for protection, open all the windows and doors to let the smoke out, and then finally use a lavender incense or spray to clear out the smell of sage as it can be overwhelming. So that's
there's some people who are just like really afraid of that, and then there's some people who fully welcome it and they're like, come through.
Yeah, yeah. Come hang. Come chill. Netflix and chill. We'll get so many texts.
Sorry, Poppy Popcorn for you in the ghost.
All right, we got to take a quick break.
I'm dead. Not literally, but I am dead.
All the messages. Kaylee, that's one way to handle it. Because I couldn't get to all of these, I'm going to send them over to your way because I think there's a couple of things that might actually help you out.
I want a medium to come on the show.
Yeah, we'll get our daughter in the studio.
She's like, Ben's actually here. Love it.
All right, guys, we'll be right back. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.